But sponsored by Fred Ward Incorporated, and usually heard at this time, sends you Santa Rabanoff's Christmas Party, broadcast directly from the Lincoln Park Housing Center at West Colfax and Mariposa Streets in Denver, Colorado. We take you now to Santa Rabanoff's Christmas Party, now in progress.
This is Bill Jones. The voices you hear in the background are those of 700 children of all ages gathered here in the Recreation Hall at Lincoln Park. Also, here are KLZ radio personalities and entertainers, Red Allen, Art Gow, Pete Smythe, Joe Flood, Master Chip, and Uncle Bill. You'll hear from all of them during the next half hour, a half hour dedicated to a man with a big heart, the late Santa Rabanoff. And now here is Pete Smythe, your narrator for The Biggest Heart. Pete, what about this Christmas party? How did it all begin?
Well, as many of you know, Bill, the idea originated with Max Rabanoff about 3 years ago. Max lived here at Lincoln Park, and he began sort of simply by giving a few toys to a few children. But there are about 700 children here. Is that right? Am I wrong? I believe. It looked like there are 10,000 today down here. And so Santa Rabanoff found it necessary to sort of expand his activities. So he began to work the year round, gathering broken toys from the stores and painting and repairing and building. And then the children began by calling him Santa. And Max began to take his name and his job seriously. He even had cards which read Santa Rabanoff. Last Christmas, he made it his responsibility to see that every child received a gift. I think something like 700 of them. And he had bigger plans for this year. But on October 30th, the week we had planned on having Santa Rabanoff on the Biggest Heart program, he suffered a heart attack and died. Well, we mentioned over the air that it would be nice if the party could be held in his memory. So Fred Ward and KLZ took over, and the idea began to sort of snowball, and boy, it became a big one. Help came from everywhere. Checks from $1 to $200, food and toys and decorations, everything you can think of. And the women here at the center have worked long and hard, night and day, and tonight I wish you could see the result. This afternoon we had a party, too, for about 300 children, and we had a stack all together that would fill anybody's living room, about 16 by 12 feet, I think. And there's still a big stack of toys here to go. We want to tell you more about it a little later on, but right now, here's an old friend of yours and mine, Mr. Red Allen. Red, come up here and do a song. Here you go.
Where you want me, Pete?
This guy's the most popular guy down here tonight. What song are you going to do for us, Red?
I think I'll do one. I've done it once or twice. Once or twice a day, that is, on the air.
What's that?
Called Echoes from the Hills.
That's good. Let her go.
When I left, my papa said, "Now, daughter, nothing wrong." I recall my mammy saying, "Son, it don't be long." And I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hill. Sometimes I wonder why I have to roam. Somehow my thoughts are wandering way back home. I miss hills, the old folks, and my little sister Lou. I wonder if they miss me too. I'm a long way from home and my blue mountain dome. Still hear the echoes from the hill.
I understand you have to leave here right presently and go play another Christmas party. So would you mind giving these kids one more song before you leave?
Okay, Pete. Somebody out there a while ago hollered, "Do Cool Water," I think. So I'm going to do that one this time.
The face of barren waste without the taste of water. cool, and I'm a fool. He saw the pool of water, cool water. But with the dawn I wake and yawn and carry on, cool water, cool water. People moving down on to listen, burn down knees, the devil not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Old Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Water. Water.
Water.
Water.
And the way up there, he'll hear our prayer and show. And on to listen to him, and he's the devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. And can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Ah, that's wonderful, Red.
Thank you, sir.
Red, I'm sorry I only knew the word water. I'd join in a little more.
Well, right? I'm sure glad you helped me out on it. I was beginning to need it.
Well, thank you for coming down, and a Merry Christmas to you. How about wishing Red a Merry Christmas, kid?
Thank you, Don. Merry Christmas to you, too.
And now, what do you say, let's hear from a guy named Matty McInerney. That's what we call him at KLZ. And I know a lot of you kids out there call him Uncle Bill, if you listen to the funny papers. Here he is, Matthew McInerney.
Well, thanks, Pete. You know, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you to be very quiet because I'm going to have to leave the public address system microphone here in order to hear these boys and girls down in the audience. Now, I'm going down in the audience, so I have to be very quiet. Now, we're going down here, and oh, here's a little girl. You know, I'm very partial to brunettes because I have two brunettes at home. Two daughters, and this is a little girl. What's your name?
Barbara Langa.
Fine. Now, how old are you, Barbara?
9.
Gee, that's all. What school you go to?
St. Elizabeth.
St. Elizabeth. In what grade?
9. 4th.
Yeah, you're in the 9th grade and on the 4th grade, huh? Yeah, that's all. How about those red hair ribbons? Would you call those, what are they, fluorescent or something? They're very pretty, aren't they, huh? Mm-hmm. What do you think about this party? Isn't it swell?
Yes.
Did you like Red Allen a minute ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like Pete Smythe singing with him?
Yes.
They were singing Cool Water, weren't they, huh?
Yes.
Pete Smythe was a drip, wasn't he, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, are you expecting Santa Claus to kind of walk in here and give out a Christmas present?
Yes.
And what's he going to give you? You know? What do you want for Christmas?
A doll and a dollhouse.
You think you'll
get
it? Oh, that's fine. And we do hope you get that, dear. Thanks. Let's give this little girl a great big hand. What do you say? Okay, now we're going over here and see a young man. We have to kind of mix things up now. What's your name?
Elmer.
Why don't you stand up here so the folks can see you now? Here's a pretty husky boy. This is Elmer. Elmer what?
Barella.
Elmer Barella. Oh, how old are you, Elmer?
10.
10. What grade are you in?
4.
And what school?
Franklin School.
Good. Do you play football or baseball or what?
No.
What's your favorite sport?
Dog.
Huh?
I think boxing.
You like boxing, huh?
A little.
Do you have any boxing gloves?
Yes.
You do, huh? You think you'll kind of go on and get the golden gloves and finally win the championship of the world?
I don't know.
Well, look, I think that'd be all right now. What would you like to have Santa Claus bring you? You don't want another pair of boxing gloves, do you?
No, I want a bike.
You want a bike?
Yeah.
What kind of a bike? I mean, with headlights and all that sort of thing? Well, look, Barella, it's all right. Let me shake your hand. I think you're a boy of very good distinction. Let's give him a nice hand. Fine, thanks, Pete. It's back to you now.
Thank you, Maddie, and thank you, kids. And now, you kids, if you've ever listened to a show called Mr. Pete... And his little and Master Chip. You listen to that one, Andy? Well, there's a little guy that gives me a lot of trouble on that show, and he's here to talk to you folks a little bit. And tell
I don't know if I give you so much trouble.
Well, no.
I think I'm pretty good myself.
Well, I don't know. You haven't been very good now. I don't know whether I'm going
to
be able to...
Which microphone do you want me to talk into, Charles? Both of them.
Both of them.
I'm Charlie Roberts. He's the boy.
Hey, boy.
What?
The thing that I've been worrying about is whether I should give you anything for Christmas or not, the way you've been. You've been pretty ornery lately.
Oh! I got a new option. I wouldn't be disappointed at all if you didn't know. I would like a new option. I think you're very nice, and I would like one.
Well, what else would you like? How about an electric train that I could play with?
What's more than a new option? Am I a complainer? And you give me a new option.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's do a song for the kids, huh?
What kind of a song?
Well, the little boy down here in front asked for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You think we could do that?
All right.
All right, fine. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The kind that sort of glows on your...
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Yes,
then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in his story.
So did I, Mr. Pete.
So did you what?
So did I go down in history. And with my teacher ever met, she says, I better get Mark a lot nearer Denver.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You said, Chip, that you went down in history, and now you're supposed to get your marks nearer Denver? Now, where's that?
Way above sea level, that's where.
Oh, man. We'll let that one go, Mr. Chip. Well, let's get back to Rudolph and see if you can sing along, too, okay?
That's me.
Now.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you wouldn't say it glows. All of the other reindeer, you thought of calling names.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Ah, Chip. We had a little trouble keeping together on that one, didn't we? If you folks out there in the air could be down here and see how these kids are spread out. I look out across this room and I can see all the way from here to Colorado Springs. I see blonde heads and black heads, brown heads. All kinds of kids and all descriptions, all ages. Say, seriously now, kids, if you'll be real quiet, we have a wonderful surprise for you right now. And I'd like you to be real quiet for this one. Mark Schreiber, you all know the sportsman. He announces the basketball games. He's Mr. Basketball himself. And he has something that I know you're going to think is real swell. So let's set him up here. Mark, here you are.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. It's a pleasure to come down here. Oh, you're going to do that too? Well, wonderful. You know, some of these, Pete, down in the front rows are just a little young for a lot of sports, but we've got sports for all of them. Naturally, that's my love, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight to represent a fine fellow like Fred Ward at this grand party. And Fred Ward, his friends and associates, are certainly the people with the biggest hearts, as they've raised several thousand dollars to put on this party here at Lincoln Park Community Housing Center. And I want to tell you, right now, kids, if you like football, we've got footballs for you, basketballs, boxing gloves, baseball bats, softballs, rope skipping, just about everything you want to go into your community center. Well, I'm really glad to see these basketball, football, and sports fans here, because you've got them, you can check them out and use them, and you can thank Fred Ward, his friends and associates, for making them possible so that you can have them here, because we feel for all you boys that sports participation, and girls too, mean healthy, active, intelligent youngsters. And for good sports participation, it means the creation of good sportsmen all the way along and a grand bunch of young Americans. And Fred knows that you'll get a lot of swell kids and you'll have a lot of swell hours of fun with this grand sporting goods that Fred Ward, his friends and associates, are giving you here to this Lincoln Housing Project tonight. Thanks a million, and good sport to y'all, and may y'all be all Americans. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark Schreiber. Say, incidentally, there's another little gadget that I think you kids are going to get a lot of kick out of. We collectively, that's, as Mark said, Fred, and everyone, all the friends out there in the air, and many, many people who have contributed, found out through Doris Kidd, who manages the project here, that it would be awfully nice if you had some sort of music here in your hall. And so you see that back in the corner, way back behind, there's a jukebox, a brand new one there, that you can have in here, and it'll work with or without nickels. And so you can have that from now on. When we announced this party on the air not long ago, a fella called up and said, "Say, I'd sure like to go down there and entertain those kids. And I'm going to let Bill Jones come up here and tell you about this fella. He's real nice."
Well, thank you, Pete. And it's a great pleasure for me to be able to introduce an old buddy of mine from the old barn dance days on KLZ. I'm referring to none other than the boss of the Hollow Tooth Ranch, the one and only Ted Sewell. Come on, kids.
Howdy, kids, and everybody. Yes, and I'm sure glad to be down here, too, Bill, with everybody and all of this fine bunch down here, too.
Well,
I had a kind of a rough sled, you know, to get down here. There's a lot of snow up there at that Hollow Tooth Ranch.
There is.
Yeah, lots of snow. But I made it all right. You know, I got on old Twilight. That's my old horse.
Yeah, Twilight. Old Swayback Twilight.
Yeah, old Swayback Twilight. She's so swayback now that when she walks again in the sun, her tail is so far over that it shades her eyes.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What have you been doing up there, though, with the Christmas season coming on at the Hollow Tooth
Ranch? Well, sir, I'm getting ready for Christmas. I got on old Twilight and went and drugged me in a Christmas tree. And I couldn't get to the store for so much snow, you know, to get decorations. But I finally made it and got it all fixed up. I decorated it with a whole lot of spaghetti.
Now, wait a minute. Spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti. That's pretty on a Christmas tree.
Spaghetti on a Christmas tree. I'll bet it is pretty.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is what happened when you plugged it in.
Well, the meatballs lit up.
Oh. You know, I sort of bite on those every time.
Well, that spaghetti's good to chew on anyway.
Oh, no. Look, you go ahead and tell the folks what you're going to sing for the youngsters.
Well, sir, for this whole bunch down here, we got a little song here called "Here Comes Santa Claus," and it's really coming here tonight. Now, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. It's sun and blitzing and all his reindeers are pulling on the reins. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear them say Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we'll just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Thank you, Ted Sewell. Thank you. That was wonderful. And I hope you enjoy that Christmas tree with the meatballs and spaghetti.
Oh, thanks, Pete. I know I will. It's a dandy, and you've sure got a nice crowd down here, and it's for a wonderful thing, Pete.
Thanks for coming down, Ted. Appreciate
you
it.
You're welcome.
And now, I'd like to introduce to you another person who has done a lot toward making this party a wonderful success that it is. She lives here at Lincoln Park. We're trying to... this party really belongs to the kids and the people who live here at Lincoln Park. And standing just on the other side of the microphone from me now, if I can get her to talk, all I've been seeing her do the last few days is run around like mad. So would you tell us your name?
Mrs. August Bills.
Mrs. August Bills. And you live here, don't you?
Yes, 1405 Mariposa.
And you have quite a responsible job here, don't you, Mrs. Bills?
I'm the president of the sewing club.
That's right. That's the way this all started, wasn't it?
Yes.
Now, will you tell us what the sewing club's been doing for about a week or 10 days or so, would you?
Oh, sacking candy, getting toys for the children, just so many things.
You know, Mrs. Bills, a woman in the sewing club, one of your members, told me today that her husband said if this thing wasn't over soon, he wanted a square meal. He hadn't had one since you started working on the party. Is that right?
Mine has suffered the same thing.
Working every night for 12 or so, have you?
That's right.
How many bags of candy did you sack up?
Well, way over 600, so that we'd be sure and have enough.
So you'd be sure and have enough. And how about... The thing I want to tell the folks about is your packages. Now, would you explain that to us, how you wrapped and tagged the packages?
According to age groups, we had counted the children through the registrations we took. Therefore, we knew how many of each age we would have. Of course, we figured on extra ones, too. Then our gifts from the sewing club have all been wrapped, and they will be given out according to those ages.
And how is each gift tagged, Mrs. Bills?
The gifts from Ward's, Fred Ward.
And all the people. Don't say Fred. We've got a lot of help on this thing. There goes
There's some of them falling.
Yeah, the toys are just falling on the floor. We've got a stack of them right back. Go right ahead, Mrs. Bills. Don't let that bother you. But all of these toys have been marked from Santa Rabinoff.
From Santa Rabinoff.
That's right. And would you tell us something about Santa? You knew him, didn't you?
Oh, yes. He was a fine person. He worked so hard to help others. The great joy that he brought to children everywhere will never be forgotten.
One more thing. Tell us, are you going to try to carry on this and make it an annual thing?
Indeed so.
I think that would be great.
We shall work very hard, as we have this year.
Well, you have. And if we can help you any next year and now on, why, let us know, Mrs. Bills.
We'd be happy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mrs. August Bills. And now I've got another guy here I want you to meet. Friends, you all know you hear him early in the morning. And you hear him late at night. I think you hear him in the afternoon and so forth. He sort of looks like Santa Claus a little bit. He should be. Mr. Joe Flood. Joe, what have you got for us?
Hi, boys and girls. That noise you heard in the background, that was Charlie Roberts here. He's trying to take the package off the bottom of the pile. It had more in it. Is that why, Charlie?
That's right.
Say, are they going to have an opportunity to meet Fred Ward? Do you boys and girls want to see Fred Ward?
Yeah.
All right, come out here, Fred. Come on out here. Come on out here. Come on out, Fred.
Joe,
huh?
We've got him in the basement wrapping packages yet.
Any coming up?
No, he won't.
Oh, chuck. I wanted to see Fred Ward. There's a swell fella. Can we have all the boys here, boys and girls, sing a song? Do we have to clear it?
Yeah.
Can we sing White Christmas?
It's clear.
It's clear. Do you want to sing White Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go. Come on, real loud.
Thank you.
Well, boys and girls, all I want to say is that I hope you all have a very, very Merry Christmas, and I'm sure you will if you just look at all the presents they've got lined up here for you. So Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you, Joe Flood. Thank you very much. These kids are not going to have long to wait. In just about 5 or 6 minutes, old St. Nick is going to be showing up here at the door. He's up. I heard some bells ringing here just a little bit ago outside, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Bill, do you have just about time to talk to this little curly-haired gal right down here in the front? I'd like to find out what she wants for Christmas. We have just a little time.
All right. Now, I'm going to talk to you. Come on over here. Now, don't be afraid of this. Stand right up here. Come on. Come on. Now, what's your name?
Susie.
Susie what? You know your last name? Well, let's skip that right now. Do you know Santa Claus is coming very soon here? Did you know that? Did you tell him what you wanted? What did you want for Christmas?
I wanted a glass set and some doctor sets and some toys.
Uh-huh.
And some...
That's a sleigh load right there, isn't it? Did you hear the jingle bells just a minute ago? Well, that was Santa Claus arriving out here now. Now, he's going to be in a few minutes because he's feeding those reindeers. Can you hear them chawing on the hay out there? Listen real close. You are listening, aren't you? Well, Susie, are you having a lot of fun at the party? Is it a big party? Uh-huh. They can't hear that shaking your head. Say yes or no.
Yes.
Yes, it's a good party, isn't it? It's a wonderful party. Well, now you just sit down and say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Come on. Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Bill. I didn't let you get the gal's name, but she's sure cute. What do you want now?
I'm going to sing Silent Night. Everybody's going to sing Silent Night with me whenever Charlie gets me a cue.
Well, now
you just... give me a cue?
You just stand by it, Master Chip, because in just a few minutes, immediately following the broadcast, Santa's going to be here, and I want you to be real good. You'll be as fat and jolly as you-know-who.
Right, with Santa coming here, I'll be better than I ever was. You know that.
Well, anyway, we've got to get going. I wish all of you out there could be here in person to see this party. I wish you could see these kids and see their faces and their eyes. We're having a lot more fun than they are, I think. And on behalf of KLZ and Fred Ward and all the folks here at the Housing Center, I want to thank all of you out there at your radios for your generosity and your big hearts. You've made Santa Rabinoff's Christmas party a wonderful success. And he may not be here with us in person, but I have a feeling that he here is with us, perhaps in spirit. I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to everyone on behalf of all of us here.
Listening to KLZ, KLZ-FM, Denver.